This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Morgan Hoffman has climbed a big mountain this year during the FedEx Cup playoffs, getting all the way to Eastlake this weekend. It's a pleasure to welcome Morgan Hoffman to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Morgan.
How's it going?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me what the last 3 weeks have been like. Tell me about this ride.
It's been a fun ride, to say the least, especially starting in at the Barclays in Jersey, pretty much my hometown. It's been crazy.
Did you know last Sunday where you stood in the rankings and what you needed to do?
I didn't know exactly where I was at coming down the stretch, but I knew that I needed to finish top two, maybe top three to move on, and we were just trying to pretty much birdie every hole coming in.
What'd you learn about yourself last Sunday?
A lot. That if I just have fun and be happy and not really worry about things, then golf is a lot easier and not put so much pressure on myself.
Can you take that forward? Can you move forward with that attitude and find out what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try and do it for this week and hopefully all next year.
Have you had time to think about what your play these last 3 weeks will mean for you next year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously didn't really settle into probably about yesterday, getting in all the majors, and, you know, it's been a dream come true to finally get in the Masters. You know, as a kid, used to play against my buddies, trying to make 5-foot putts to get into the Masters and all that, so it's pretty cool.
We're talking with Morgan Hoffman. He's playing in the Tour Championship this weekend. Morgan, did you see this coming? Had you been playing well the last couple of months?
Yeah, the funny thing is I have been playing really well. I felt my swing felt good, and just haven't put it all together until the playoffs. And didn't finish the year the way I wanted to at the Wyndham, missing the cut, and kind of revamped the game that weekend, and it's been working.
Tell me what you revamped. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you changed.
My attitude wasn't where it needed to be. I was kind of just putting too much pressure on myself and just sat down and really looked at everything in my life and kind of just needed to have more fun and smile and just be happy and looked at the things that kind of made me happy and followed through with it.
Is that a different nature? Is that not in your nature, Morgan? I mean, I think some people, when some successful people, when finding themselves challenged, bear down, try even harder, get even more serious. Putting the fun into it, is that kind of a different attitude for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have in the past been too serious with myself, and, you know, if I feel like I really need to grind, then I just eliminate everything and go, I'm at the course for 12 hours a day and just kind of overdoing it. And now it's my nature to, you know, have fun. I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love going doing things all the time and kind of exploring. So what's really helped me is whenever each week of the playoffs, every day I'm doing something different, you know, going to a concert or going to a basketball game or a football game or something like that. So just trying to incorporate fun things into my life.
Are you telling me, Morgan, you have to work at having fun?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Just kind of try and let it come naturally.
Besides the feeling of personal accomplishment, I'm curious, is it important on tour, Morgan, in the eyes of your peers, to sort of get these sort of milestones? Does it give you more of a sense that you belong out there, that you can play with these guys?
Yeah, to be honest, I really don't care what, you know, the other players are thinking. I'm just out there to win, and it's been my goal since I was a little kid to win on tour and be one of the best. So I'm just trying to get there no matter what anybody's saying, really.
How much do you want to win out there?
I can't put it in words.
Well, it's an interview. You have to put it in words, Morgan. It's an interview.
A lot. I mean, I've wanted it my whole life, so it's hopefully closer than I think.
Will you? Are you going to take advantage of the wraparound season? Will you play much this fall?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Malaysia and hopefully China and play a few there. And I think I'm going to start my season in Vegas next year.
With everything you qualify for next year, what are you looking forward to the most?
It's been a dream of mine, as I said, to play the Masters, but another one, it was to play at St. Andrews, and it couldn't have happened at a better time to qualify for this event, which therefore gets me in the British Open, too, which is at St. Andrews. So it's killing two birds with one stone. It's pretty awesome.
Did you, in some trips here, have you ever had the chance to play Augusta National?
I haven't. I've actually been waiting out to play it.
You're one of those.
My first Masters.
You're one of those. You weren't going to play it until you qualified for the tournament.
Yes, sir.
Have you had the chance to play much overseas? You mentioned St. Andrews.
Yeah, I played the British amateur at Royal St. George's, and not much else in Europe, really.
Did you like that kind of golf? It's a different kind of golf over there.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun. It's an eye-opener, and it's just great. A lot more imagination has to go into each shot, which is pretty cool.
It's been fun to watch you do this over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Keep playing well, Morgan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.